Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending January 10, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Leader of Maroons calls for state to ratify sovereignty. Maroon Colonel Rudolph Pink of the Scots Hall Maroon Town in St. Mary has called for the Jamaican government to ratify the sovereignty of the Maroon community, which was won from the British nearly 300 years ago. The Maroon Peace Treaty was signed in 1738 between the Maroons and the British government. Despite the treaty, the Maroons still do not enjoy autonomy over their land and villages. Since signing the treaty, the Maroons have respected and relied upon it as a basis for defining relations between their community and Jamaica's government. Prime Minister of Jamaica calls for church support to fight crime. Jamaica's Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, has called upon churches to support his government's efforts to reduce the rates of crime and violence in the country. In remarks to the 15th annual Heal the Family, Heal the Nation service at the National Arena in Kingston, Holness was optimistic about Jamaica in 2020, stating that the government is working on a comprehensive approach to the crime fight, using more technology as well as gaining more public support. He noted the government wants to address crime and violence in the country without violating anyone's human rights. The Prime Minister also invited opposition leader Dr. Peter Phillips onto the event stage for a symbolic handshake of agreement on peace for Jamaica. This week's Caribbean news. Earthquakes in Puerto Rico devastate island still recovering from hurricane damage. Puerto Rico suffered two large earthquakes, which compounded the island nation's difficulties stemming from historic hurricane damage experienced several years earlier. The country, a U.S. territory, still awaits $18 billion in aid from the United States allocated at the time of the hurricanes. The funds should have been dispersed by the fall of 2019 under a U.S. Congress mandate. The nation's electric grid has never recovered from the hurricane damage, and with the recent earthquakes, half of the population remains without electric power. Aftershocks from the 6.4 quake occurred on January 7, 2020, and continued as Puerto Rico waited for assistance. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. British Jamaican singer wins BBC Sound of 2020 poll. The British Jamaican soul singer, Celeste Waite, 25, was selected as the BBC Sound of 2020 in the network's yearly poll, which is designed to identify the best new musical act. Her selection comes after a win of the Rising Star Award in December of 2019. Celeste started writing songs and performing during her teen years. She was discovered at 16 after posting her first song on the internet. She was signed by Lily Allen's label Bank Holiday Records and released her first EP, Milk and Honey, in 2017. This week's business news. Blue Mountain Coffee provided to cruise ship passengers. A new Jamaican Tourism Ministry initiative will provide the passengers of arriving cruise ships at Jamaica's main port with cups of Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee. According to Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett, passengers on the Norwegian Bliss cruise ship arriving in Ocho Rios were the first to benefit from the new marketing program. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Coffee confirmed as performer during U.S. Super Bowl weekend festivities. Jamaica's reggae singing sensation Coffee will be one of the performers participating during the weekend of festivities preceding the Super Bowl game on February 2, 2020. The weekend begins on January 31st and lasts through February 1st, 2020. Coffee will join fellow Jamaicans Squash and Shensia at the event, along with numerous international stars like Cardi B and DJ Khaled. Shakira and Jennifer Lopez are slated to headline the famous halftime show at the legendary US football game. This week's sports news. Jamaica Olympic Association supports Patterson. The Olympic bid from Shahida Patterson has been supported by the Jamaica Olympic Association and the Jamaica Rowing Federation. Both organizations hope that Patterson will provide Jamaica with a historic performance at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics in the sport of rowing. Patterson is participating in a three-month-long training program in Austin, Texas, before moving into the Olympic qualifications later in 2020 in Brazil. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com.